Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Kansas City Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ty Klein. Batting second. The left fielder, Don Dillard. Batting third. The first baseman, Tito Francona. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Willie Kirkland. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Woody Held. Batting sixth. The catcher, Doc Edwards. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bubba Phillips. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jerry Kindle. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Donovan. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Dick Donovan. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jose Tartabull. Batting second. The third baseman, Ed Charles. Batting third. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Norm Seaburn. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Manny Jimenez. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Gino Cimoli. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Billy Consolo. Batting eighth. The catcher, Haywood Sullivan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Gigge. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Bob Gigge. And now, play ball. Ty Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Klein moves to second. One out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Klein moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 3-0 Indians. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is hit by the pitch. Doc Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Klein who is chasing the ball. Lump reaches third base with a triple. Charles goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1 Indians. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lump tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-2, Indians. Manny Jimenez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jimenez hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Klein. Jimenez reaches second base with a double. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. one out. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle hits a fly ball into right field. Simulai settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Donovan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donovan is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Billy Consolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Consolo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan strikes out. Two outs. Bob Gigi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gigi hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ty Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Klein hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard is 0-for-1 in the game. Dillard hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Klein moves to third. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-0 in the game. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump fields it and throws to second for the out. Klein scores. One out. It's 4-2, Indians. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Kirkland hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Held hits a ball on the ground towards short. Consolo fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 0-for-1 in the game. Tartabull takes first base on ball 4. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Lump strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Doc Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-1 in the game. Edwards hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-2, Indians. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-1 in the game. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0-for-1 in the game. Kindle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Consolo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Donovan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donovan is 0-for-1 in the game. Donovan hits a fly ball into center field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Seaborn hits a fly ball into center field. Klein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Jimenez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jimenez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Jimenez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli is 0-for-1 in the game. Cimoli hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Danny McDevitt now pitching. Ty Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Klein strikes out. One out. Don Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dillard takes first base on ball 4. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Dillard moves to second. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Francona strikes out. Two outs. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Kirkland takes first base on ball 4. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Held takes first base on ball 4. Dillard moves to third. Kirkland moves to second. Doc Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Billy Consolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Consolo is 0-for-1 in the game. Consolo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-1 in the game. Sullivan hits a fly ball into center field. Klein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny McDevitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDevitt hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Consolo moves to second. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-2 in the game. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards short. Consolo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0-for-2 in the game. Kindle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Donovan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donovan is 0-for-2 in the game. Donovan takes first base on ball 4. Ty Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Sullivan for a passed ball. Donovan moves to second. Ty Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Klein strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Charles is called out on strikes. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Lump hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Don Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Dillard is called out on strikes. One out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaburn scoops it up and throws to first, with McDevitt covering, for the out. Two outs. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Kirkland hits a fly ball into left field. Jimenez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Manny Jimenez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jimenez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Jimenez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gino Cimolai is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimolai is 0-for-2 in the game. Cimolai hits a line drive towards short. Held reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Consolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Consolo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Consolo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Held hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Doc Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Edwards hits a fly ball into center field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-3 in the game. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McDevitt fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-2 in the game. Sullivan hits a pop-up towards short. Held settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Causey pinch hits for Danny McDevitt. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dan Pfister pinch runs for Wayne Causey. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Tartabull hits a pop-up towards short. Held settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. John Wyatt now pitching. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0-for-3 in the game. Kindle is called out on strikes. One out. Dick Donovan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donovan is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Donovan strikes out. Two outs. Ty Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Klein hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wyatt fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Lump hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Seaburn takes first base on ball 4. Lump moves to second. Ruben Gomez now pitching. Manny Jimenez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jimenez is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Jimenez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lump moves to third. Seaburn moves to second. Jerry Walker pinch runs for Manny Jimenez. Gary Bell now pitching. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli is 0-for-3 in the game. Cimoli takes first base on ball 4. Lump scores. Seaburn moves to third. Walker moves to second. It's 5-3, Indians. Billy Consolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Consolo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Consolo hits a pop-up towards first. Francona settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Alozic pinch hits for Haywood Sullivan. George Alozic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alozic hits a ball on the ground towards first. Francona scoops it up and throws to first, with Bell covering, for the out. Seaburn scores. Walker moves to third. Cimoli moves to second. Two outs. It's 5-4, Indians. Bobby Del Greco pinch hits for John Wyatt. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco takes first base on ball 4. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Tartabull hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 5, and Kansas City Athletics, 4. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.